Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Hap app and us.
Burn.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen. And once again, it's time for the Neighborhood Listen, and I am Burnt Mia Payday. I'm a pharmacist here in the neighborhood of Dignity Falls, and joining me is
Joan Pedestrian. Oh, top realtor.
Yeah. You can say it.
I like it when you say it because then I feel like I'm bragging.
Well, you could just say realtor and then I could correct it. Let's try it again. Okay, so here's what we'll do, and we'll cut this out later, of course.
We never do.
I will introduce.
Doug never does.
I never listen back.
Every time. You don't?
All the things we asked to be cut out, they're never cut out?
I listened to them like 3 times. Is that obsessive?
That is.
I have it in the car on a loop.
What do you think is going to happen the third time?
Ugh, that I'll say the right thing.
Oh, Joan, you're being tar. Okay, so here's the thing. We will cut this out. But I'll start again. I'll say who I am, and then you say who you are, and you say, I'm a realtor here in Dignity Falls. And I'll say, well, the top realtor.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then you don't. The burden is not on you.
I appreciate that.
Okay. Welcome once again to the...
It's just your face was so... It got so animated. And I just liked it. I liked seeing the light. I liked seeing the life in your eyes, Burnt.
I think I instantly realized you were mirroring my energy.
I do that a lot. You know, because I'm a theater... I have a theater background.
Of course you
do.
So
that's... I'm just doing that with you.
Of course you do. Okay. Yeah. All right. But then we'll cut this out too. And then here's the real start.
Cut back in.
Thank you, Doug.
Is that what you have to officially do, babe?
Yes, I think that's what's been missing.
Okay. That's what's been missing.
Okay. All right. And okay. And this is the real one.
This is the real one.
And welcome once again to the Neighborhood Listen. I am Burnt Mia Payday, a pharmacist here in the town of Dignity Falls. I almost said the city. It's not really a city. It's more of a town.
Oh, Burnt.
Okay, we'll cut this part.
You're floating above yourself again.
I am floating
above myself. Looking down and judging yourself.
It's true. Guilty. All right. This is the real part, though.
And is it? Okay.
Yes, this is the real
one. All right. Doug, do you want to do your thing?
Cut out before.
Okay.
That's not what you said.
Cut out before? Is that what he said? Cut out before.
It's not like Doug went to like engineering school. You know, it's just he's trying, you know, he has his own system and it works
home
for him.
Homespun methods.
He's That's doing right. homespun methods. Okay. He's doing the best he can with what God has given him. And we will make this the real part. And here it goes. And welcome once again to the Neighborhood Listen. I am Burmia Payday. I am a pharmacist here in this, I almost said city again. And that, we'll cut that part out. And this is the real beginning.
Okay.
And welcome once again to the Neighborhood Listen. I am Burnt Mia Payday. I'm a pharmacist here in the town of Dignity Falls. And with me as always is...
Joan Pedestrian, and I'm a realtor.
Well, not just any realtor. You are the top realtor in Dignity Falls.
Oh, stop. And you're not just any pharmacist. I think you're the top pharmacist, if there was such a thing.
There isn't, and I'm just a pharmacist. But
I think there should be.
I thank you. What?
Do you get like Employee of the Month? Do they do pharmacists of the month?
We do Employee of the Month, and it's hidden from view. Only we can see it back in the pharmacy. They don't let the public see it. Because
well, what's
of course
the point of that? Well, just to creates, generate competition
it,
around
it
you.
It creates mistrust in the public with whoever's not in the picture. And then they think, oh, you're going to give me the wrong pills. This is like it's a wonderful life situation. And I'm going to be poisoned.
Wow. I don't know that I would jump to that, but.
If you are a pharmacist, you hear that reference all the time.
Do you?
It's the most famous. The most famous pharmacist reference in all of cinema.
No kidding.
Yeah.
There's got to be another one.
I don't think so. I think there's even been movies called The Pharmacist that people don't know about. But the pharmacist in Mr. Gower in It's a Wonderful Life, mm-hmm. who in the alternate reality where George Bailey was never born, he is an
I love it when you do your movie
a
voice.
A manslaughterer. He didn't intend to poison those people, but he did, and it turned him into an old rummy.
So have you ever been pharmacist of the month?
A few times, yes.
Well, good.
A few times, yes. Not always. I think the Pat Foley is probably the one who's gotten it the most.
Oh, yeah. He's handsome. That has nothing to do with
handsome.
Anything, but I'll just say,
it has a little
when I see that picture
up,
I'm just like, he's handsome.
A lot of people think he's the owner of the CVS.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. They see him at the behind the pharmacy desk, and they're like, what are you doing here? You must be the owner. Are you pretending to be a pharmacist? And he says, no, I'm a pharmacist. And they say, well, you're so handsome. I don't know why people assume a handsome man.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that stupid?
It's so stupid. It's stupid.
It's the stupidest.
I see what you're doing. You're trying to make my mistake.
It didn't work. See, and you know what? On the third playback of this episode in my car, I'm going to get mad every time I do that.
But
I'm going to say you're stupid, Joan.
And famous is of course, that's a little bit of a Dignity Falls accent. People of a certain age.
We haven't really talked about the Dignity Falls
briefly, we talked about the local slang. Yeah.
And the
sometimes it sounds like we're making a mistake. But what it actually is it's our accents coming through.
Right.
And we don't make mistakes.
And there's no way, there's no consistency. It's really, really hard to sort of nail down what all the colloquialisms are.
Exactly.
You know?
They couldn't do a mayor of Dignity Falls like they did of Easttown.
They could not.
Kate Winslet could never master the accent.
It's too hard.
It's too difficult.
There it is again. That's one of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Difficult.
Yes. Difficult. And how do you say tooth?
Oh, I say tooth.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sometimes we say tooth, and it's just...
I've got a toothache.
I've got a toothache. And then sometimes, if you're from Old Town, then you say toothache.
Toothache, yes.
And it's just...
Back
again,
H.
it's so complicated.
Yeah, I got a headache. Yeah.
Or that weird thing we do, we just cut off the last or the first letter of something. You can never tell.
Right.
So we're going to the ark. We're going to the par. And it's so confusing. Because it's interchangeable, and I've never been able to figure that out.
You are a lifetime resident of Dignity Falls.
I know.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes Dignit Alls.
That's right.
And
sometimes they take off the first letter of something.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. See, even explaining it is just,
I know.
Well, not that interesting, frankly.
Dignity Falls.
Should we cut this, Doug?
Yeah, we'll cut this part out.
Oh, is that up to me?
Well, I don't know about that.
I think it's a good lesson.
I mean, okay, if you think, well, then we'll keep it in.
Oh, sorry.
Then we'll keep it in.
So we were talking last time about how you tried to talk with your fellow pharmacists.
Yes, the gang at work.
The gang, that's right. You call them officially the gang. Do they know that?
Oh, I mean, I did say, hey, gang, once.
Okay.
I don't know if they're probably on board. I don't know if they took that to mean, hey, we're the gang now.
And you had a murder mystery party at La Monica's, the Chinese restaurant. It was very crowded and people thought that.
On Italian night.
It was crowded. And people were upset when someone stood up and said there's been a murder.
Yes, they didn't. We hadn't told anyone beforehand, hey, we're playing this game.
You probably should have.
Oh, we definitely should have.
To be honest. And how many of there were you?
There were six of us.
Oh, I mean, you were just like a waiter's nightmare when y'all showed up in your outfits and your cravats and your cigarette holders.
Yes. And obviously not with lit cigarettes, but the, you know, you can buy those. Well, you know, because you're in the show business.
Of course.
You can buy those prop cigarettes that look like they're lit. They have like a little fake ember
you
on
sure
them.
Sure can. They're disgusting. Yes. Boy, do they smell bad.
They do smell bad.
Do you remember the kind of cigarettes you could get that was gum and you just do a little puff?
Of course. And the little sugar would come off.
Those were fun.
They were a lot of fun.
Oh, I would just walk around the house as Betty Davis.
Oh, it's not cool anymore. I guess kids can't pretend to smoke now.
So have you had any more activities with the gang?
We went to the amusement park.
Oh.
We went to Diggity and we had a wonderful time. It was pouring rain, so we were the only ones there.
I've never understood the name ever.
Diggity?
Ever.
I yes. mean, I guess it's a play on dignity.
I know.
But that's it's
and
only
we had
Diggity.
The hot Diggity dogs. We've had the stand for yes. a long time. It's just
not even Diggity Park. It's just Diggity.
I know. And I guess yeah. that would explain the one ride that's Diggity, which is just the shape of a hot dog and it just goes like that.
Yeah,
but it's like a very low.
In some amusement parks it's the pirate ship.
Yeah, but the arc of it is very
it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Honestly, it makes me throw up more to go on something like that. Because really? It's just barely moving.
Really? Yes. So you get car sick.
Well, first of all, I hate hot dogs.
Backing out of a driveway.
Yes.
But on the open road, you're fine. And correct. You hate hot dogs.
It's a bad combo for me. So I hate the Diggity. I never ride the Diggity. I always made Doug right. ride it with the kids.
You won't ride the titular ride.
I will not ride the titular ride. Okay. Right. But then they do have the falls part. This is what I don't understand, because then there's the falls ride.
The fall, which
and
is
they
the roller
call
coaster.
That Dignity
and
Falls.
And they call that Dignity Falls. And that's the roller coaster. And we
it's
went
a roller coaster
on that thing.
Slash flume.
We had so yes. much fun on that thing because
love that one.
It loops and loops in the water.
Right.
You have to sign a form.
Oh, you have to sign
have
so
to
many
your,
forms.
You have to hold your breath. You have to promise to hold your yeah. breath.
You have to promise to hold your breath.
You have to, and that, you know, the wait time is so long because everyone has to swear in a Bible to the ride operator. And you know, he's kicked out a few, he or she, you know, those kids are sharp and they will kick you out for lying. They'll say, I don't believe you. Get
you
off.
Could always tell the ones who did it because you could always yeah. tell. They yeah, get yeah, off yeah. and they look not well.
Yeah.
And they're soaking wet.
Yeah. You don't get off that ride dry.
No.
And but what was great was because it was pouring rain, we were wet anyway. Uh-huh. And we were the
right.
only ones in the park. I don't
the
know why
only
they
ones.
I don't know why they kept it open. They should have just said they should have closed, but we got there early. And right. so I guess they were like, maybe we'll close after these people leave. But we were there all day long and we had a
wow.
wonderful time.
So you
time.
Just rode everything. You
we
rode.
That's your accent coming out.
Yes. See, it's that thing. Again, the tenses are crazy here.
We rode.
Hey, rowed that thing.
We rowed every round. And what's funny. What was fun was like sometimes we'd all sit together. Sometimes mm-hmm. we'd spread out, mm-hmm. you know, in all the cars, you know, and all the rides. And, you know, we had the most fun, of course, the one indoor ride, which they call a dark ride, which is where you get yes. on a little cart and then you know, you just go through various like artworks or whatever, little stands and things like that. Like in Disneyland, they have the Mr. Toad.
Oh, sure, sure.
So this is a ride like that. Uh-huh. And it was the history of Dignity Falls. It takes you through the history, the present, and the future of Dignity Falls.
Yes, it's kind of cool. It's kind of throwback. I'm yes. surprised they still have it.
Well, they've updated it, so they've added some. They've taken some things out from the past, which were questionable.
Oh, which ones?
Oh, I mean, I think you'll remember which ones. That just
fair enough.
From the lens of today,
sure,
they're no longer appropriate.
Yes,
and so they have been removed. So
and
it's
does
a very,
it just say that?
That?
Does
short.
It just say that for the lens of today to they, the lens of tomorrow?
No, they do not acknowledge it.
Oh,
and that the past part is very short.
Very short.
Are they
very
sticking short. To the future? There's
like
because the future vision was horrific.
They've changed the future. It's not as horrific, but there are a lot of fires everywhere.
Oh no!
they've added chuds.
Well, now that just seems a little ridiculous.
And the present, instead, what they've done is they've just taken out one of the walls. So you're just looking at the park and it's like, yeah, this is now.
Like it just, a side of the wall opens up yeah. and it's just the parking lot.
Yeah. 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 But fun. Still fun.
That's so much fun. Yeah.
The chuds were a nice touch. You see him coming out of the manhole, like a manhole opens and closes, and there's like a little guy in there. Oh. He's like, oh, cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller. There he goes.
Well done. Well done.
Well done, diggity.
Well, I'm glad. Well, diggity done. Because, you know, I used to do the stage show when I was growing up.
Yes.
You know, which and I was part of the Diggity Players.
I never got to see. Yeah. You were
you
part of
the You never saw the Diggity Players?
No, my parents, they forbid me from going to the park.
Again, this just sounds so on brand for you, Bert, but why wouldn't they let you go?
I think it was a weird association with the movie Pinocchio where they thought I would be abducted by a fox.
You know what? I'm sorry, but I hate that story so much, and I've never cared for it.
Pinocchio?
It's so upsetting, and it's weird, and there's too many things happening.
Well, the idea that someone's conscience could be a bug is just sickening to me.
Sickening.
A dumb cricket telling you about right and wrong? No, they can't even get out of a house. You just sit there and make a bunch of noise.
I just feel like there's so much to, it's, what story are you going to tell? I mean, because otherwise, focus on the cricket that talks. That is enough for one story. Or yeah. Focus on the fact that your nose grows long when you lie. That's enough for one story. Like, I always forget that that's another detail of Pinocchio.
They do pile a lot into Pinocchio. He's a puppet who came to life.
Any of those things, spin one story from one of those facts. Exactly. That's it.
No one's surprised. No one's surprised to meet him.
No one. That's the part that's just taken for granted.
Geppetto is like somewhat surprised, but he accepts it immediately because this was his fondest wish.
Yes.
But then everybody else is like, oh, hi.
Right. And now there's two Pinocchios coming out. Two Pinocchio movies. Did you know
two?
This?
I did
there's
not two. Know.
There's Disney's and there's one by Guillermo del Toro.
Well, that one's going to be terrifying. I can't wait.
Well, yeah. And that's not going to be.
Oh,
that won't
see
be
that
IP.
One. Oh, that's right. I like what Disney does where they take a movie that
already
a cartoon and they say, what if we just made this real life looking?
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Not change anything.
Nope.
We'll just do
it. Not improve it, really.
Not improve it. We'll just make a Pinocchio where it's an actual gigantic fox wearing clothing, walking around.
Make it somehow creepier than the original ones, which is really
hard
to
exactly.
do.
Yes, exactly. You know what this needs? It needs to be in an uncanny valley. Let's do that.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad we agree on that.
I love they do it.
Wait, really quickly, where are you today?
Oh, yeah. Doug, our engineer, who is also Joan's husband. Where are you located today, Doug?
I am outside today, actually. I'm by the sinkhole out back.
Oh, you have a sinkhole. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's on purpose.
You've built a sinkhole.
Yes. Yes. It's sort of like, speaking of amusement parks, Doug has this sort of idea that after the kids are gone, he's had this long-term plan. Mm. Because we have so many rooms.
Yes.
So many.
So many.
Because we have all these different themes.
And again, your house is very deceptive. It looks like a nice two-story home from the outside, but inside it's,
it is.
You could
nice.
Go mad. It's no, I'm not saying
it's still nice.
It's still nice.
It's great.
I didn't mean to imply it wasn't nice.
It's just great. Okay. It's for fans, you know, fans write in, they talk about how in the world they tried to figure out the schematic of the house and how it would work. And we have a lot of things underground, which again, just like an amusement park does. And he has this grand plan that maybe we can turn our home into some sort of, not amusement park, I don't want to say, but I don't remember the word you used, but.
Pleasure Town?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
like Pleasure Island, but you didn't.
Pleasure
like
Town. That sounds.
No, I don't know why Pleasure Town involves a sinkhole.
Something but a little unsavory.
It's more
Pleasure Town.
Well, we're definitely not sticking with that title, but it's what Doug calls it right now.
Pleasure
and
Town.
It's sort of like. Oh, speaking of your friends, the gang, this is the.
Yes, my dear friends.
There are some corporate spaces, and when I used to perform, you know, and do corporate shows and stuff like, there are some corporate spaces where they're sort of themed. You know, you can have a corporate event in a room that's themed like a circus or in a room that's themed like it's true. And so he's thinking, oh, we could rent out the house, various rooms. You have your party in this room and this room and that in the backyard. Maybe there'd be like a stunt show or like a Hollywood moment. So that's where he's starting with the sinkhole.
A Hollywood moment.
Yeah, Hollywood moment.
Right. What does that mean?
You know,
for those of us not in the biz,
you know, where I think you see something otherworldly and it makes you feel like you're in a movie, movie, which would be a sinkhole,
right?
And there's gonna be like, you know, you either have like a Universal Studios, almost like you go on that tour,
right?
Which Doug loved it. He talks about that tour. Mm. I mean, we went in the early 90s. He does not stop talking. He just thought it was the most. He just loves movie magic.
Is that true, Doug?
I love it. Those the golf cart the shuttle thing that
he
you
was
ride
mostly
in.
Excited oh, about the mode of transportation.
Oh, I see. Just the tram itself, he thought was fascinating.
He just thought it was great.
Unbelievable.
All right. Okay, Doug.
That thing turns on a dime.
Is that true?
They let him drive one. Yeah. It's really weird. He would not stop talking about it. And the guy doing the, you know, announcement, I think he was just having a bored, he was bored.
He was having a bored experience.
That's a good he was having a dignity
board.
Phrase.
That's a diggity phrase. Yeah. He was having a board.
He was having a board.
And yeah, he let him drive around for a little bit.
Wow.
But yeah, so if a sinkhole.
The other passengers were okay with that?
Yeah. They honestly,
it was
they
so
were.
Early in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. It was very, yeah.
See,
so,
the lesson of this episode is get to these theme parks early in the morning.
Sorry, what were we going to say, babe?
I was just saying for Pleasure Town.
Or, which we aren't going to call it that.
You don't have to groan every time.
Pleasure Town.
Oh, that's good.
No.
No,
no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it.
Have an animatronic sort of say that.
It's just not. It's
I,
not
I do
a
not
good
grant
choice.
You the use okay. of my likeness, if that's what you were thinking.
All right. Well, like if they come in the back and they're all, they think that's like a smoking section or something, you know, they, are they
coming in the back of what?
The backyard. The
backyard.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, you're talking about the sinkhole right now.
I'm getting to the sinkhole.
Oh,
yes.
Right. Excuse me. Getting to the sinkhole,
step out
everybody.
Of the room. I apologize. No.
They're in the house.
Okay.
And they're touring the rooms.
Yes.
And then there's a smoking section in the back. Okay. They think that's not part of the experience.
Do you mean right? like it's actually smoking or people are smoking? I don't want a smoking
no, dear.
Section in our
there's
house.
No.
Dear. He's never called me dear. Ooh, I think he's really mad.
This is having a smoke.
It's like when someone uses your full name. What did you say? Having a smoke.
Having a smoke.
Okay.
Having a smoke.
So it's for people. So that you're designating a corner in my yard for people to go
I'm
have
saying,
a smoke.
I think legally, if you're running a thing like this, you need an outdoor
we
courtyard.
We certainly haven't looked into all the logistics of this.
It doesn't sound that way.
No.
Yeah.
You need some exits. And you
obviously,
need a place
sure.
for people to, you know, get out of the house.
Yes.
Anyway, if they're in the backyard
okay.
right.
and they don't think they're part of the experience and then a sinkhole forms.
Oh, so it's going to be a reappearing and disappearing sinkhole.
Yes.
It's going to be like a hydraulic situation
yes.
where you're going to make that ground open.
Oh, right. Like when the shark from Jaws comes out at the Universal Studios tour.
Yes, he loved it.
Oh, you see
loved
that man,
it.
The little man. He's fishing in the boat and then, uh-oh, look out. Here comes this. This incredibly plastic looking
very
thing.
Very much so.
That is destroying this molded man and boat. So let me ask, the man-made sinkhole, is that legal?
I haven't.
Again, not looked into it.
It's on okay. our property.
I'm okay, not sure
yeah,
that matters.
Okay, I don't
because,
know.
Babe, I don't, I mean, depending on how far you're going to dig down, listen.
No, we own all the
out.
Way, we own all the way down
I don't think that's
to
a thing,
the
honey.
Magma. Yeah.
The magma.
You know, there's so much talk about airspace rights. People don't think about.
Gotta go down.
Gotta go down.
Gotta go down.
Past the earth.
No, everyone's sleeping
crust.
On that magma.
Exactly. People could build a house right under your house. You got to be careful.
You do. Oh my word. Oh,
so if okay, I pull up
oh,
in
still,
the
okay.
in the golf cart shuttle.
He, oh,
like,
yeah.
hey,
wants,
everyone.
That,
like,
this
I'm,
is what this is about.
Yeah,
he wants the
just
shuttle.
Just an excuse for him
he
to have
wants
the tram.
To, like, yeah, he wants to have people parked down at the bottom of the hill.
Huh?
He goes and picks them up. He does a little welcome right. to, it's not going to be Pleasure Town. And then
Pleasureville.
He goes in. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing every night when he does this.
Right.
Because we haven't discussed it. I'm not sure I want to be around when people are going.
There must be some kind of show.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about it.
Because when you said Hollywood moment, I thought you'd be recreating a scene from one of the famous motion pictures.
Oh, well, that's a fun idea.
And also your realty business will be branded everywhere. Oh. It's like if you like this house.
Like at a baseball stadium.
Yeah.
Just all over the place. Just,
yes.
But one ad. Sounds overwhelming.
It does.
Kind of.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Well, that's a good idea, well, Bert. And you know what? I'm going to think about that. Because I don't know. I guess I don't... Think about performing in my own home. You know, that's a separate, that's for a separate,
right, exactly.
a separate building.
Well,
but
that's your sanctuary, your sanctum, you know, your sanctuary.
Right. Either. And I now think maybe that would be a good idea because Hollywood moment, maybe I could create it. All right.
Okay, well, try to incorporate that sinkhole because I think that sounds expensive.
Two Hollywood moments.
What else sounds?
Oh, legal. Two Hollywood moments. All right. Okay. Well, look, I think this is a discussion for another day.
Sure.
Anyway, my shuttle goes into the sinkhole in front of everyone.
Oh,
they
panic. Who are you? How?
That sounds like a lot of work.
We called him an engineer, and now he just thinks he can build a sinkhole in the backyard.
It's just a blanket over the hole.
It's just a blanket over a hole. That's all you need.
So you drive the tram over the blanket.
Yes, which collapses and it looks like a sinkhole forms and swallows me up.
No, you are not doing this in our backyard.
Is the blanket at least grass colored, or is it
just what I was going to ask?
Some old comforter. All right, we should take a break.
We should. Okay. We really should.
When we return, we will have a guest right here on The Neighborhood Listen. Hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife. We have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is auraframes.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is Phyllis. Fireworks are illegal. No more explosives.
And we're back. Welcome back to The Neighborhood Listen. Mm-hmm. We do have a guest now. If a first-time listener should be listening to this.
Get back in your body, Burns. I almost said
if a first-time listener you are, as if I was the famous like sorcerer Yoda.
Yoda, that's right. There's nothing wrong with that. Can you give me a Yoda?
If a first-time listener you are.
Okay.
If you are a first-time listener, what we do here on The Neighborhood Listen is we scour the social networking application, the NeighborHap, where people... Joan, you're looking at me in a way I was not prepared for. I made eye contact with you, and I became extremely self-conscious.
Burnt, why can't I look at you? This is happening to you a lot. I look at you because I love you, and you're my friend.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Don't know what you're going to say, so I'm excited.
Thank you.
I'm wondering what you're going to say.
This part should seem familiar, though. If you are a first-time listener, what we do is we scour the social networking application, the NeighborHap, where people go to talk about their neighborhoods, and we look for people talking about Dignity Falls, and then we find people from the posts, either the person that posted or the poster subject, and we invite them onto the show to tell their stories.
And listeners, I want you to know Bernd did that all with his eyes closed.
I had to shut them.
Because I guess he doesn't want... Look at me?
I had to make the words.
I looked at him and he shut me out.
It's not because I didn't want to look at you, Joan. It's because I had to print the words on the inside of my eyelids so I could read them and not think about them.
I fully understand. And I just want to say, I think what's happening when I look at you is I'm with my eyes helping you to hoping that you stay in body.
I think it's the idea that I need help that makes me very self-conscious.
I'm very sorry.
Because it
about
is true.
That.
Because it is true. And I should accept the help. But I,
you know,
it turns
I coach
into self-loathing.
People a lot. I do a lot yes, of no self-loathing, do. You know, and so it's like when you're leaning toward, you're coaching a singer, you know, and you yes. kind of move, you want, you're singing, you're moving with them, you're breathing
yes.
with them,
yes,
you know, and that's, and sorry, so that took over
that's
and
quite all right.
I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
No, I think we spent just enough time on it. And, so we have a post submitted by a listener. If you would like to submit a post to us, screenshot it on your neighbor app and send it to us at burntandjoan@gmail.com. And this one comes from a listener named Corey Stage. And Corey sends this post from Chen. Chen says, violin lady in front of Target, semicolon. Interesting choice. Mm. Hello, neighbors. If you go to the Franklin Pierce Target and happen to see a lady with a violin and a sign, she is fake playing for money. I know because the movements of her fingers and the bow, the stick used, don't align with the sounds coming out of her speaker. There has been a rise in these kinds of scams, so beware. Wow. Now, here perhaps to defend herself. Mm-hmm. Is the violin lady from Target. Hello, please introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. Hi, thank you for having me. My name is Meredith Willow.
Hello, Meredith.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It is so nice to be here to be able to confront my bully. Thank you so much for having me here.
So now you are, Meredith, I gather you are saying that you are truly playing the violin and it is not a scam.
I play the violin.
Okay.
And you play it, she's referencing a, just for clarity, she's uh-huh. referencing a radio or speakers that you have.
Yep.
So yes. what you're playing is it just like a background track that you play violin to, or is there violin in that track as well?
Well, it depends on the day. Okay.
Okay.
And on that specific day, I was playing to a track that did have, yes, violin on it.
Okay.
And I was just, you know, as people lip sync, I was play lip syncing along.
Okay.
You were violin syncing?
Yes.
Oh, you were.
I was.
But
oh,
you were not playing the violin on that day.
Nope.
Got
not
it.
That day.
Okay.
Okay.
But the song coming out of my speaker system, I did play it on
a
day.
So it was one of your tracks.
It was
you
one
playing.
Of my tracks.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. So I
okay.
was playing.
Okay.
It seems like an interesting choice.
Yes. I think and you might have the same question.
Okay.
Is why do you bother with the pre-recorded track?
Yes.
When you have the violin, why don't you just
and you can play
the violin? You yeah. can play the violin. Why don't you just play the violin?
Okay. This is lovely. This is a form that I wanted. What are you? Are any of you musicians? Because I've been playing violin.
Yes, I'm a singer.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get tired?
All the time.
Do you ever get tired? You get tired, right?
Well, you know, that is true. Yes, I do.
I can't just be a dancing monkey in front of the Target for all the customers every single day. Some mm-hmm. days you're tired. You guys ever heard of Naomi Osaka?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have.
Very famous violin player.
Nope. She plays tennis.
Oh.
What? Is that true?
Yes, but there is.
You're thinking about the shape of a violin.
No, I am.
What's that, Doug?
She's confusing the tennis racket for a violin, I believe.
No, there is
strange.
I just have to check with Joan real quick. Is that what was happening, Joan?
It's not what was happening.
Okay. I had a feeling.
Doug.
My fault.
I was thinking of a famous violinist, and yes, of course I know. Yes, of course I know the tennis player. I'm so sorry. Doug, just cut that. Now I'm embarrassed.
Don't cut that. Leave it in.
Look. Willow.
I'm so sorry. I just got here. I just met you guys. I'm a little spicy. Sorry. I'm just saying, she gets tired and she doesn't play. People get mad.
Mm. That's
you know?
True.
If I get tired and I don't play, I'm not trying to make people mad. The people in the Target need Meredith Willow to play outside of the Target before they go in and buy more things than they need.
Okay. But if she doesn't, if the tennis player doesn't play.
Yes.
She doesn't pretend to play, in a match, she
that
just stays
true.
Home.
Is it pretending if I played it once at one time?
Well, yes.
It's still pretending.
It is.
It's still.
Yes, as an isolated event, yes. In that moment, you are not playing. And I do think it, yes.
Okay. Well, have you heard of Ashley Simpson?
Yes.
I have.
I've heard of Ashley Simpson, yes.
The violinist?
And I know.
No, well, no, I haven't.
I was so afraid that there was a violinist named Ashley Simpson, and looks like there is.
Looks, there it is.
Yes, there is. But I tricked you. I was actually referring to the musician because
you were.
Sorry, I get spicy.
You are spicy.
The second incident of spiciness.
That's a good description.
Just a little. Well, you remember the incident when she lip synced to her own song?
Wow. Yes, I do. I mean, I do. You just reminded me of it. That was a
very long time ago. They played the wrong one.
That's right. And then she did a little hoedown dance.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's not her fault. And that's not on her.
In a way, you're right. I mean, she's not the one who pushed the wrong button. But I do think you set yourself up for possible failure if you're going out there and leaving it to the whims of a sound guy.
She was tired.
You think that was it?
She was tired. She didn't want to sing that day.
You think so? You think it always... What about Milli Vanilli?
They don't know how to sing.
No. So on average,
yes,
how often are you actually playing in front of Target? And how, so not only A, how often are you playing in general? Is it every day? And then when you play, how often are you actually playing?
Yes, because you did say it depends on the day.
Yes, it does depend on the day. It does depend on the day.
What's the schedule?
Well, if I tell you this, what's going to happen? Why? You're going to show up with this guy who wrote this post and be like, boo, today's a fake day.
I understand. I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Okay.
I ask questions sometimes that I'm only trying to achieve clarity and get to know you better. And I really want people who post about certain individuals to maybe have some context because like you said, perhaps they have it wrong. They have, and we're all here. We're here to just understand. Okay.
Yes.
So my question is merely seeking to understand.
Okay.
Since you said, like Bert mentioned, it depends on the day. So I just want to know more about that. You're not on trial here.
Okay. Yes, Meredith, we are grateful for you being our guest today.
Yes, thank
and we just
you.
Want
thank
to
you.
Set the record straight.
Okay, well, I've been tired for the last 5 years.
Okay.
So I said, 5 years ago was the first time or the last time I ever played actually live.
Okay.
Can I still play?
Is that a...
do I still know how to play? Do I?
We'll get into the medical ramifications in a moment, but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When Chen says that he knows that the fingering and the bow movement, the bow is the stick that they use.
Of course.
Rude of him to define that.
It was a little condescending.
I agree. Bow splaining.
Yeah.
He must have been wrestling. Do I just say stick or do I say bow and then explain that it's a stick? He was saying that those fingerings in the bow movements did not match what was playing on the speaker. So is it possible that you don't remember how to play anymore? I mean, this is a question that you just brought up.
Yes.
And I don't know if you wanted us to answer it, but we're just trying to help you with it.
Did I come here to confront my bully Chen, or did I come here to confront my inner demons about whether or not being a fraud for the past 5 years, though I do play to my own track, does that make me still a violin player, or can I not play?
I mean, to quote the famous GIF, why not both?
You think both I am a fraud and also I cannot play?
No, I'm saying you can confront both your bully and your own inner demons.
Oh, yes. Boy, I took that the most negative. That's the headspace I'm in. Been tired for 5 years.
Well, that's informative. Okay. Here's my question.
Yeah.
Another one is, when did you record the track that you play to?
Good question.
Yes. I recorded it when I went to Juilliard.
Now, wait a minute.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
You are, I think...
This is a big deal.
Maybe the first person from Dignity Falls to ever attend Juilliard.
Well,
that's
I auditioned,
amazing.
But it was a paperwork thing.
A paperwork thing?
Just paperwork thing.
Like I did say attend.
My mom didn't fill out the right paperwork. We didn't send, it was a paperwork
looking
thing.
Looking for UFOs, I guess.
It's a beautiful, wonderful, perfect audition. And I just don't know. It's fine. It's fine. Tell me what Juilliard was like, because I would have loved to have gone.
Well, I did get in.
You said you did.
I did get in.
Oh, wait. Right. Why? Okay. No, I think we assumed that.
Yes.
Because you said when I was at Juilliard.
I did get in. I did go for a day or so.
Oh.
Only a day?
A day or so.
What do you mean, like you just went to the building, Juilliard?
To the building of Juilliard, yes.
So you're saying you did get into the building?
Like I got into the building
up and went in.
Juilliard, and I went inside.
I see.
I did.
Were you a student at Juilliard?
I sure tried.
Okay.
And I did. I did what I did in front of the Target at my Juilliard audition.
That was the actual recording?
That was what I recorded to go to Juilliard.
Okay. Why did you record it?
Because when you record it... then you have the most perfect version of a thing that you made. Sure.
Now, listen, Bert, beautiful. I understand this. As a live performer, you know, you want to just, it's easier when you can do 1,000 takes and get the, but doing it live, I understand there's pressure.
I would assume.
You're tired.
For Juilliard, they're not, and you're tired. I would assume for Juilliard, they're not going to let you just play a recording.
Of course they're not. I'm just saying I empathize then I don't know with what the we're sentiment. Arguing about. We're not arguing. I just empathize with the
Doug,
sentiment.
Doug, I get it now.
Oh, come on now. Listen, you know what? If you two will finally start getting along and it's just to be to complain about me, then I will take it. I will take it.
Okay,
okay?
Deal.
I mean, don't run with it.
So, okay. Meredith, you...
More questions?
Maybe we should just let her talk a little bit.
Sure, yes. Is there anything you'd like? So Chen has said this about you, and mm-hmm. and it's obviously you do this for money. People give you tips, and he's trying.
They should.
He's essentially trying to steer people away from doing that.
Yeah, so how do you feel about that? So she's calling him a bully. So does this mean there's a past? Have there been other? Have you had interactions with Chen?
I feel as though calling this a scam is pretty rude. Mm. You know, because I did at one time play the song that right. I am, sure, pretending to play to, play right. syncing, lip syncing. They don't have that for fingers and bows, but they should. And you know, what level of entertainment are you looking for outside of a Target?
Yeah, none. I don't. It is
I'm
fair.
I'm not expecting
and
it.
And here's
yes,
another thing.
True.
If you are visibly, if it's obvious she's not playing, then how is it a scam? Because you know what's going on.
Well,
no
I don't
one's getting tricked.
I know that,
say.
That now, gold painted man isn't a robot.
That's right.
Yes.
And I know that, although Doug didn't the first time we saw one of those. Oh my God.
What
he
happened?
Was blown away. He wanted to take a picture of it. He was going to do like a funny... you know, so and I'm just thinking, oh, this guy's gonna he's waiting for his moment, you
right,
know.
Right.
Because Doug's got his arm around him, you know, and he goes and then he turns to kiss him on the cheek when he takes the picture.
Ooh.
And Doug punched him just like
oh,
instinctually.
No. Oh, like I love those videos, those hello videos of
yes.
Oh yeah.
When someone it goes terribly
on YouTube,
wrong.
Yes, when it goes wrong.
Well, he went to punch it didn't land, don't worry. The punch didn't land. He okay. just sort of like got him on the cheek. Anyways, he was blown away, spent the next 10 minutes telling him how incredible he was. One you know, he can't really talk and he's just right. asking him all these questions about
right.
how he does it, asked him about where he learned, where he trained, could he do it, you know,
where he trained.
Well, we went yes. through a phase where of course he'd just go down to the kitchen and he'd be there all gold
like a statue.
Mm-hmm. All gold.
Right. All gold. All gold.
All gold. Did I do it again?
I don't know.
All gold.
It's I don't know if
he'd
you
be all gold.
Did it.
He'd be all gold.
But okay, we're getting away from Meredith.
I'm sorry. Okay, so I'm not sure that it's a scam.
Have you encountered Chen before?
Yeah, that was the question.
I don't know. I don't think I have because I assumed everyone was just enjoying me outside there. They don't look at me. They don't.
Oh, I was
going to
say, what informed
tips.
You? What made you think they were enjoying it?
Well,
or you just think you didn't
was,
bother them?
Yeah, there was okay. no negative feedback up until now. There was no backlash.
There was no feedback at all.
There
I
was
going to say, did
feedback.
You ever receive right. a single tip?
Not a
single.
No. No.
No.
No.
Sounded like there almost was one, but then
I thought I was hoping there was.
No,
was there something you?
I'm wondering.
For a
I was going to say I was wondering maybe like a cap fell in one time and she got excited and thought it was a quarter.
There are yes instances
you know,
like a bottle cap.
I'm assuming. Yeah, I'm okay. assuming that maybe you had an opening. Oh, you thought I meant like a baseball.
First,
cap.
I thought I heard cat.
Oh,
then I heard cap.
I should have said bottle cap.
No, a bird poo.
Oh, a bird oh. poop
just fell
what, in your
you
violin case.
You
in
the saw the motion and
yeah.
you thought, oh, I got
no,
a tip.
No, you got excited.
That's right. Yep,
oh,
I did.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That's it's
birds,
kind of a metaphor,
do birds
isn't it?
Have to, does it have to be that way? Do you know what I mean?
Go on.
Well, just a messy splatter like that. Does it always, is that the only speed they have with that function?
I think it's because they're so high up and then it falls so far
well,
down.
I mean,
no,
they,
I do think that is
then,
the case.
Then, you know, come down to the ground to do that then. Do you
You're
know
right.
I mean?
We all use a bathroom. Why can't they land and go and then get back up and off the
Everybody
ground?
Everybody else is doing it on the ground.
That's right. Bert has just one of these weird things where every time he goes out, he gets just shit on.
It's, I mean, it happens
he,
a lot.
He has to put on special epaulets that just sort of, they're plastic.
They always go for the shoulders.
So that when he gets to work, he
yes.
can take them off because
yeah.
he looks like a statue, but the different kind of statue, you know, the one that all
the birds
shit
poop on.
On.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's a real problem. So in some cases, I don't know that you're experiencing what everyone else is experiencing.
That's true. That's true.
You're like a magnet.
That's
for
true.
It,
I, maybe I, my experience, I shouldn't impose my experience on everyone else.
But so
I'm sure everyone else is fine with the way bird shit. So,
I didn't mean that. Oh, go tell Doug about it.
Come here, brother.
Now that you're best friends.
Doug, I got another Joan classic for you.
Are we going to call it that?
So, Meredith.
Yes.
You say you've been tired for the last five years. Okay. Now, have you seen a doctor about
this? Yeah, why are you so tired? What happened? Woke up one day or what happened?
Well, I would go to the doctor, but no one's putting any tips in my little violin case.
Oh, it's a catch-22.
No,
it's a catch-22.
But what happened one day? You just woke up and you were tired?
So tired.
There's nothing you can think of, nothing in the world that changed in between the day you weren't tired and the day you were tired.
Well, I recorded my one track that I play to constantly.
So you play this, you mime playing this one song. Mm-hmm. Is it just on a loop? It's just over and over
on
again?
A loop over and over.
How long are you there in front of the target?
I treat it like a 9 to 5.
Oh, wow.
Nine to five at the target.
That's a long time.
I have to get to the doctor.
Oh,
I have to go to the doctor.
I have, okay, now I need to know. You're wondering, did you forget how to play the violin? When's the last time you tried to see if you could actually play the violin? Not in front of the target where it's scary, at home. I mean, have you ever actually picked up that violin and tried to put bow to string?
Have you heard of imposter syndrome?
Of course. Yes, of course.
I have it really bad. And I can't go to the doctor.
Wait. Oh.
You have imposter
Wait,
syndrome
Wait, what do you think imposter syndrome is?
Imposter syndrome. It's, am I really a violin player?
Okay, sure. Yes, right. Okay. But you can't go to the doctor. For
yeah,
that.
The
that's
doctor.
Not,
I
not
can't?
Gonna, no.
News to me.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. You can't go to the doctor for imposter syndrome. That's just going to be you having to realize
well,
that
a certain kind of doctor you can go to for that.
Oh, yes, that's yeah. true. Yes, that's yeah, true. Yeah.
That's right.
So yes, you could go to therapy.
See, talked yourself into a circle there. It looks like Meredith was right this whole time. Okay, I do need money to go to a doctor for both my tiredness and my imposter syndrome. I certainly can't work on a thing.
Do you think, Meredith, if you went to a doctor for the imposter syndrome, maybe the tiredness would clear up? Do you think they're related in some way?
They possibly are.
I mean, all that worry that you're not, that you don't belong, you know, or you can't do something everyone thinks you can do. That's exhausting.
I worry so much.
Okay, let me ask you this too. So you're putting in 8 hours mm-hmm. pretending to play the violin, mm-hmm. but you're too tired to actually play the violin.
Right.
So is it possible that the pretending is so obviously pretending that it's preventing you from getting the tips?
Oh, right.
I mean, perhaps Chen is not the only person to notice this.
But he's the first person to say something.
Yeah.
True.
Wow. This is tough. So you're saying, you're saying everything I've been doing to this point is not working. It will never help me get to the doctor.
No.
Well, yes.
I don't want you. I know we just don't want it to spiral, but yes. Okay. It's a little tough
this
love.
This is amazing. Oh, you guys are just what I needed.
Oh,
I'm glad to hear that.
This sounds really good. So your suggestion is to, this is the part you haven't filled in yet.
Oh,
go
well,
to the doctor.
Mm, right. But
I mean, there's free clinics. Are there not?
Oh, true, is there the Diggity Falls free clinic?
Yes. You could go into the free clinic and say, I'm tired all the time. Mm-hmm. And then see what they say.
I guess that's step one and step two.
They might do some tests, you know, do some blood work.
Sure. Blood work for sure. They'll do that.
Are you afraid?
Check your vitals.
Do you have any issue with needles?
I'm okay with needles, but I'm not sure what they're going to find in my blood. Oof.
Well, it's usually just a deficiency, you know, just might take a supplemental vitamin. Yeah. That's all you have to do.
You know, all this sounds good because then I can get healthy enough and maybe I can finally move. You know, my house is full of leeches.
Oh. Okay. This is new information. Hmm? And I feel like this may have something to do with the tiredness. Doug, what was that?
Doug.
Sorry, I almost slipped into the sinkhole. No problem.
That was a close one.
Yep. Okay. It was very close.
That's another reason why we shouldn't have this. So please.
How many reasons do you need before you say the sinkhole is a bad idea? 100%.
Oh, it's just something I say. It's one of those Joan classics. Okay. So you have a house full of leeches.
Full of leeches.
Please explain.
When you say
how long
full
have they
of.
Been there? Yeah. And also, I'm surprised. I don't know leeches to exist in sort of what is not a swampy area.
Exactly.
So. Yeah. Could you just elaborate on
you
it?
You in Swamp Grove?
So I'm in Swamp Grove.
Oh, well, that would explain it. All right. Which is sinking a little more each day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm the modern day Shrek, but a woman. I live in Swamp Grove. They've evacuated everyone except me. I'm the one because I can't move. No one's giving me tips. Where am I going to go?
Right. Well, I hadn't heard that they'd evacuated. I mean, that's good. But why stay? You've got leeches. So are they on you a lot?
Well, they're not on me now.
Okay, but have they been on you throughout the day, every day, for the last 5 years?
I don't know what happens when I sleep. What happens when I sleep. So okay. I assume the leeches.
Wait, but you could if you're seeing marks on your body, if you're feeling depleted in the morning, if you're bleeding.
I am so tired and depleted, and I do bleed.
Do you wake up with leeches on you in the morning?
No, they're gone.
They're gone.
So you're saying You suspect at least that they have been literally leeching your blood.
You. Look, Occam's razor would say that the leeches are sucking my blood, and so I am so tired.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm living a life of catch-22s, I suppose.
Okay.
It's really tough out there, and this person comes out here and tries to call me out. Now, no one's going to ever drop anything in my tiny violin case.
Okay. Why is it so tiny?
It's because it's the other one, my original one, got so heavy after I got so tired throughout the years.
Okay.
So I downgraded to a child's violin.
All right. So you're playing a tiny violin. I mean, is it made of wood or is this a plastic item that we're talking about?
Yeah, it's made of plastic.
Okay. Oh, no, it's made. Okay. So
you're playing presumably a brightly colored plastic violin.
You've seen me at the Target?
No, I haven't. I'm just guessing.
He's just imagining. Yeah.
I'm just deducing.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yes. So I think that people are onto you.
Yes, that is probably it. If it doesn't really look like a real violin, and if the shape is small and it's obvious that you're not actually touching the bow to the violin, I think it's possible that people pass you by and they see what's happening. And they see what's happening and they're not bothered by it, but they're also not going to give you money for it. And
they might even be scared of you.
It might be a little freaky, might be a little scary, a little off-putting.
This very pale person pretending to play.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we haven't talked about it, but Meredith, your coloring is very, you look very pallid and like it is, you know, you really probably are deficient in, anemic, I would imagine at this point.
Right.
If you really have leeches attaching themselves to your body every night, I think we found the problem. Does that track?
It sounds like that could be the simplest thing that is going on.
I'm glad to hear you agree.
I do agree, but you know, agreeing is what? What do I do?
Well,
I've agreed that that's the problem, and then what?
Well, she can really take the rug out from under you with any word, and now I don't know which end is up.
Let me ask you this, Meredith. Is there anyone you could stay with? Do you have any friends, family, that you could just sort of stay with for even a week just to get some of your blood back?
That would be lovely. That would be so lovely. But my parents left Dignity Falls 5 years ago.
Oh, I see.
They didn't want me being a musician.
They thought leaving.
So they left me. And they said, if you want to be a musician, fine. You stay in this town and you figure it out. We're going to Florida.
So they moved to
Florida. Okay, so they left. This reaction.
Yeah, I mean, that's extreme. They left you in the sinking swamp house and they moved to an extreme part of the country.
Yeah,
another swamp.
Another swamp. I guess they're just swamp people.
We're a swamp clan.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a lot of hardship for one person who's just so tired.
You just
need
a community. Again, I still didn't get the answer to whether or not you've ever tried to play again in the last 5 years. True. You never answered.
I didn't answer that.
I haven't.
She never answered it.
I haven't.
Okay, you haven't.
I have not.
Okay.
I haven't.
I think you should. Okay. Well, we asked her about that many times. So to be fair, she had to answer it that
she's
many times.
She's saving it all up. Absolutely.
She's just trying to cook.
I can't. I haven't. And I can't.
No. Don't you say that.
I can't.
You don't know that you can't. Because again, how would you know you haven't tried? Okay. I really want you to go home or I don't know. I don't want you to go home ever again. Honestly.
Yeah. You should. Like of you all to, the places you should go, don't go
there.
You
should not go home.
Don't go home.
Absolutely.
You should not go home. I still think you can get help at a free clinic. And then I think you should find a unique community. You know, I think that, we've got the Diggity Community Orchestra. And I think that could be a place where you could show up and, you know, they do free concerts, but there's a lot of musicians that I know that teach classes. And because it's supposed to be, it's because it's a volunteer basis, you know, it really is sort of an outreach situation for people. And I just think you need to go, first of all, watch someone play the violin.
Yes.
You know, perfect. Remind yourself, maybe if you see that happening, your body will remember.
That's great. And maybe I can audition for the orchestra. I have the perfect song.
Okay.
Well, oh, what is it?
Yes.
What?
Well, Doug, what was that? Is this it?
This is it. You guys see me playing?
Well, I mean, you're...
I can see that you're... Yes.
You're also holding your phone in one hand, and the music is clearly coming out of your phone.
I'm playing violin.
Wow, this is even... I mean, she doesn't even have the violin now.
It's actually not good.
No, it's...
This was the most perfect I ever had it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Meredith, we're going to ask you to stop. We're going to ask you to take five.
Okay. Well, she's going to fade it out.
Had to fade it out.
I understand. Okay, so you were how old when you wrote that and played that?
5 years ago, I was, what is that?
Carry the one.
Auditioning for Juilliard, I was around, and then we go to 27.
Okay.
You were 27.
Right.
Okay. Wow.
I would say the first thing you need to do, Meredith, is get yourself, at least for one night, to a leech-free environment, and then take it from there. And I know you don't really, you don't have any friends?
In what context are we?
I guess someone that you could say, hey, can I stay at your place tonight?
Hey, and they
say
yes. Hey, can I stay at your place
tonight? No.
Well, that was a test and no. So I guess no.
I didn't expect that to happen so quickly.
Well,
on the heels
really
of my
did.
Asking.
She called you on it, you know? She, absolutely. She really did.
You said no way faster than I thought you would.
Oh, dear.
You all seem super nice and worried about me, at least today.
That's so
true. Now, I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't do this. And I mean, I don't. Well, I do have keys to the pharmacy, and I could let you in there just to spend the night. I could give you some tablets to maybe get you back on track.
Ooh.
Well, what do you think, Joan?
I think that's a recipe for a true trouble.
That's amazing. Spend the night in a house full of medicine. This is perfect. It sounds like it's answering my prayers.
But Bert, can't you get in trouble for that? They have cameras. They're going to see that someone...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I could spray paint over those cameras.
Just has a plan already. You know, I'm thinking on my feet.
I worry. I'm very worried about you, Meredith, because I think these leeches seem very smart because they know when they have to skedaddle, and they don't take all of your blood because they're like, well, we'll have more tomorrow. Like they're working smarter and not harder. And
you think they've absorbed my power?
Ooh, power meaning
violin playing.
Okay.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think they got there a little too late.
But I do think they're taking your power of a different kind, right?
Yes.
Your power over your own health and your power over your own happiness. And so I do think it's still a problem.
Yeah.
I also don't think it's too late to start violin lessons. And if you want to do that, that's something you could look into.
To join my band?
Yes.
Would you like to join
Doug's dad band?
Rhubarb Caravan.
Are you changing the name again?
He keeps changing.
Or is this a different... How many dad bands are you in?
That's true. He is in a couple. So that could be...
One per season.
And Rhubarb Caravan is the latest?
Yes.
One per season. What do you mean? Season like winter, spring, summer, fall, or the dad season. Band season?
Like if it was a reality show, you know, it's like he does a different band every season.
Various dad band seasons.
Just him having a little Hollywood event. Just you in your mind having another little moment.
So Doug, do you think Meredith?
That's such a lovely.
You've heard her play.
Yeah. You guys like to write a song to my track?
Oh, is that all we have to go with?
Sample it, and you can just sort of see see what comes. See what comes out
what
of it.
What an amazing sample.
Then you could have.
Absolutely.
And then just kind of remix it.
Yeah.
And then
can we hear one more time?
Yes, of
if
course.
If you don't mind, Meredith, thank
here,
you very
let
much.
Me set up my bow.
Good.
Oh, you don't
good.
Have to go through the whole charade. You could just. You
oh, yeah, let's just
to,
listen to it.
I mean, conserve your strength. Conserve your strength.
I must play.
We are caravan.
We oh, he's. Oh.
Should there be lyrics?
Make lyrics. It
the theme song of the
make
band.
Make it into the theme song to say, we are caravan.
Harb rhubarb caravan.
Oh, there it is.
Wow. Wow.
But I can kind of hear a hoedown.
That could be cool.
In the caravan. Yeah. Like if you give yeah. A little oompa oompa to that, I think you could really. Yeah. And then, you know, you're kind of like a folksy. Were you guys already a folksy band, Rhubarb Caravan? Because I think that's no. The way you're headed. Oh, we're
more sort of new psychedelic gang vocals, everything.
Psychedelic gang
psychedelic
vocals.
Psychedelic gang vocals.
Hmm. Every member of the band sings at the same time.
Oh, oh gang. Oh, yeah. Not group vocals, but gang vocals.
Gang vocals. Okay. Yeah, it, like your gang.
Oh, sure.
All the gang. Of course, my famous group of friends.
So that is one option for you, Meredith.
I've really run into so many riches today.
Oh,
a place
good.
To stay,
I'm so glad.
A new job.
I don't know if we hit on a place to stay yet, but if you want to do the pharmacy, hey, it's your job, not mine. I just worry, just please be careful.
I mean, if only there was a house in town with 1,000 rooms.
Look, if you would like to stay in the sinkhole...
The sinkhole.
Yeah, we can set up a hammock.
I mean, there's a blanket there already.
That's true.
Yeah. That's perfect. Then I roll out of bed and go straight to work.
Yeah.
With
it's really not, it's not that deep.
No, not yet. Thank nope. God. You're not going to get the heat of the magma yet. It's just going to be basic.
And that's one of your songs, right? The heat of the magma?
Yes, I love that one. I'm glad you've heard it.
In the heat of the magma.
All right, so Meredith, are you willing to stay in a hammock suspended over a sinkhole?
Does that not sound better than where I
going
currently
once.
Am?
It absolutely
going
does.
To- I'll take it. I'll take
oh,
it.
This is great news. All right. Well, Meredith, thank you so much for joining us. And I'm glad we could take some steps to improve your situation.
So many steps. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Look, I wish you the best of luck. I think you're a sweet girl. And I think thank you have you. A lot of potential.
Wow.
And a bright future ahead
thank
of you.
Thank you. That means so much.
You're welcome.
And we all hate Chen, right?
Yeah. Is there any final
oh, sure.
any
yes,
final
we
message
hate
to Chen?
We hate Chen, right?
We hate Chen.
Chen.
We hate him.
That's right.
Any final messages to Chen before we let you go?
Yeah, I hope next time Chen walks into that Target. You know, what's the season coming up? I guess it's fall, right? I guess he gets nothing that he wants, huh? And then the Starbucks that's also inside of the Target, I hope he gets no sweet PSLs, no pumpkin spice lattes going to Chen. You know what I mean? And then when he goes to pay, I hope that card is declined. That's right. And that's right. And I hope all of that just for Chen.
Wow. Well, she had that in the chamber ready to go.
Chen,
that was she's been thinking about that.
Chen is on blast.
Yep. Okay. You heard it. You heard right. it here first from Meredith. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, my new friends.
And I look forward to hearing you maybe in Rhubarb Caravan.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome.
Thank
Welcome
you.
Welcome to the club.
Happy to be here.
We'll be right back with more of The Neighborhood Listen.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, this is Kelsey. Surfboard, $150. 9 foot, 3 foot long board. Never in the water. Was used as a lighting fixture in the house. Every night my husband would go to bed. saying, good surf report, babe. Sounds like the waves are going to be just killer, just popping off. And then every morning, I don't know what happened. You just say, oh, no, it turns out the waves are mushy. It's no good. It's not good. Mind you, I have never seen my husband swim. He bought this surfboard. He bought it for $2,500 on my birthday. And he was like, hey, isn't this going to be cool? Because, like, this is so awesome. Happy birthday, babe. You know, we always talked about how we wanted to go down to the beach. And I never talked about how I wanted to go to the beach. I'm from Colorado. I like to skate. But he bought a surfboard for $2,500. And when I say it was used as a lighting fixture in the house, what I mean is my children decorated it in Christmas lights. Okay? I have had a surfboard Christmas tree in my house for nearly 15 years. Somebody please come and take this middle-aged crisis away. Happy holidays.
And this stays in.
Just do it gang what? Style.
What, come back to the show, gang style, gang yeah, vocal style.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that gets us. I mean, I guess I'll defer to the majority. Joan, what do you think?
I'm just surprised that this is the first time that we've come back from a break and Doug jumped in.
Yeah, and he's requested to be part of the throwback to the show. That's interesting.
Doug, why don't you just bring us back in? Okay, I think that's really what this is about. We have done that before.
I
feel like that sounds familiar.
Oh. And I came into strong.
Boy, we're already just repeating ourselves. Ugh, we really got to freshen it up.
All three of us caravan style.
I don't know what that is. Bert, just
we
do
only
it.
Just learned
Rhubarb's Caravan. Stop
we only
for it.
Just learned of the existence of this band.
And now it's already its own style.
We're supposed to know this style.
Pretty narcissistic, I have to say. I don't know that you can call it a style. Caravan Ooh,
Jonah,
style.
Jonah, back on your side, talking about Doug.
Oh my God.
It's another Doug classic.
It's narcissistic to try to include the whole group. Okay.
It's not really the word I meant. It's just the first thing that came out. I was talking about the song style, not us singing together. I understand.
I understand.
Oh, you guys.
I totally understand. All right. Well,
welcome back.
No, it's just all of us and...
Oh, you just mean talking.
Yeah, at the same time, we all do it together.
He just wanted to, he just wanted to say it.
No, I knew.
I thought you didn't want to say it.
No, I thought that was even weirder.
Oh, okay. Well, I misunderstood.
All right, let's do this.
He was more annoyed for different reasons.
Let's do this gang vocal style.
Okay.
And what are the words we have agreed upon?
And welcome back to Neighborhood Listen. Okay.
All right. The Neighborhood Listen or just Neighborhood Listen?
Oh, God. The Neighborhood Listen.
Okay, and welcome back to the Neighborhood List.
Correct.
All right, here we go. Doug, do you want to count us off?
Yeah, you count us off, Doug.
A two, a three, a four.
Welcome back to the Neighborhood Listen. Well, we don't need to do that ever again. All right. So you're going to let Meredith stay in the hammock. Over the sinkhole.
Let's be honest. I'm gonna put her up in a suite room. I didn't know which one. I'm just gonna put together a nice
when
little spot
say
for
a
her.
Suite room. Do you mean suite or suite?
Oh, isn't that fun? I thought you just meant because you know we have a couple suite
or
rooms,
the suite
SWEET. You know that where we have candy rooms.
I forgot you had literal suite rooms.
Yes.
After the Willy Wonka factory.
You wanted to put her in the pill room, which I just don't think was very safe.
Well, you mean the pharmacy.
Yes.
That's what you call the pharmacy, the pill room. I guess when you have as many rooms in your house as you do, other buildings become rooms. the food room. That's the supermarket.
Yeah. So I'm going to put together a nice little spot for her. I'm not going to make her sit or sleep out in the yard. Of course not.
I mean, it's still an improvement. Even if she gets bitten by 100 mosquitoes.
As long as leeches are not sucking her blood, she's already got a leg up.
We didn't used to have mosquitoes here in Dignity Falls, and now we do. And I guess it's climate change. Mm-hmm, we didn't used to have fireflies. We have those now too.
And I love that.
I love that too. It's very. And we have
some glowing mosquitoes.
We have some glowing mosquitoes.
Concerning.
And the tarantulas we didn't used to have.
Right? I know. What
and now
is
they're
up with
all
that?
Over the place.
All over the place.
And they are eating good, let me tell you, because those glowing mosquitoes are easy to spot. All right. We have time for just one more post.
Yes.
From the Neighbor Hap, and I have it right here, and I'm going to read it. Or would you like to read it, Joan?
Oh, sure. Why not? I'll read it.
Okay. Well, I've lost it.
Okay.
And I found it.
Okay. Well, this is comes to us from someone named Kim, and it's a picture of...
Oh, another listener submission?
Nope, it's not a listener submission. Oh, yes, it is. Actually, I'm sorry, I missed that. It's submitted by Matt Huston or Houston. I don't know. H-U-S-T-O-N.
Planet Houston. That's what General Zod said in Superman 2.
Oh, I don't remember that, but that's my favorite one.
Is it really?
Yes, there's just something. That trio.
Oh, they're very sexual. Very sexual.
Very sexual, and they're very compelling, and I just like them. I love the woman.
Why?
I wanted to cut my hair like that back then.
Oh, sure. Susanna, mm-hmm. Susanna York, is that her name?
Ooh, no, look at you. No, that's a good reference.
I could be wrong. But also, why would the yellow sun, I understand, you know, the gravity would affect Superman differently, but why would he be able to shoot lasers out of his eyes?
Oh, right. I did forget. Yeah, that was that movie, wasn't it? That's
a bit of a reach, right?
Also, the main one would be Zod. Who's that actor? Was it? It's
Terrence Stamp.
It's Terrence Stamp. That's Terrence right. Stamp. I couldn't come up. I wanted to say Malcolm McDowell, and I knew that was wrong.
That was a coin flip.
But the way he blew, you know, and they're all blowing wind.
Yeah.
It was a little weird because, see, the big guy, he kept his cheeks puffed.
The big dumb guy. What was his crime? He was so stupid. They still sentenced him to an eternal prison in space?
He looked like a gentle giant.
He couldn't have known what he was doing.
He was just a gentle
giant. He was
giant.
Clearly led astray by the other two.
And great hair. Great head of hair.
Beautiful hair.
But I feel like he was more convincing in keeping his cheeks puffed. You know, I always laughed when I saw Terrence Stamp. He looked like he was whistling.
He did it cool. He did it cool way. Yes. Well, he was a general.
He was, sure enough. So here's, this is a picture of a piece of pizza.
Do you think those were their prison uniforms that they were wearing?
Those low cut silk, black,
the deepest
pajama
V you've ever seen.
I mean, you know, they're space uniforms.
Yeah,
space prison is more fashionable than ours.
They put you in a square and then you're done.
They put you in a square.
All right. We don't have time to relitigate Superman 2.
No, but it is. Listen, I will talk about that movie all day long. It really is one of my favorites.
Maybe we'll do a special episode where we just talk about Superman 2.
Let's do it. Okay. Sounds good. So this is a picture of a piece of pizza, a slice of pizza. I'm just going to say it's cheese. Looks like cheese.
I think that's a fair assumption.
On a windowsill. And it says...
It's leaning.
It actually looks like a still life.
Yes. It does. It's very rustic.
This is a Thomas Kinkade slice of pizza. Whoever keeps putting pizza slices on our windowsill, please stop. You're ruining our curb appeal. Mm. Thank you.
That's a term of art for you.
It is. It sure is. Curb You're appeal. Right.
Absolutely.
You're right. And I do have a question, though, how she would define curb appeal, because I don't know. Is it the worst thing in the world? What does she mean about curb appeal? Like,
yeah, if you're driving
for her as a homeowner.
Let's say this house is for sale.
Oh, now, see, then I might understand. But
right.
Does she mean that? Or she just mean on any given day it's ruining the curb appeal?
Oh, I thought curb appeal only applied to houses that were for sale.
I thought it did too, and I would say that. It just seems strange that she doesn't specify. I feel like she's acting like just putting the pizza on her home is just ruining it in general.
Then people hate my house when they see
it. Yeah, they drive by and they're like, oh, there's that pizza house.
Which, how would you even...
Yeah, no one even... That's
how close is your home to the street?
She just seems a bit self-involved. It's like, I don't think people care as much as you do.
I mean, unless their windows are very small, from the scale of this picture, it seems like it's a regular-sized piece of pizza.
Yes.
That I think you'd really have to be looking for it to see it.
Yeah, and there's no... we have no idea what the distance from sill to ground is. So, you know, maybe it's also...
The S to G ratio.
Yes. And so it's a little hard to tell how really obnoxious it is. And the thing is, there's worse things than having just a piece of pizza put on. I'm not
Absolutely.
Saying that it's not sort of creepy. Look, we don't want anyone putting anything on our house that we didn't want put there.
No.
I get it. All right.
Let me ask you this, Joan. Let's say you're inside the house.
Okay.
And you see through the window the back of
the
a piece of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And if you open the window.
Okay.
And the pizza is hot.
Oh.
Do you eat it?
Oof. I mean, we know Doug would. But me?
Yeah, well, that's why I didn't ask you.
I know. But that's all I can think of is that he'd get to it before I did. But, but you know, oof. I don't think so. I'm just too...
If it looked otherwise unmolested.
An unmolested slice of pizza. I'll admit it would be kind of hard to pass up,
if you
especially if I was really hungry.
Yes.
Because it's kind of like, oh, this was just left here. This is a clandestine slice of pizza.
Right.
And it's okay. You know, it hasn't fallen to the ground. It doesn't look
is
like there are any
bite
marks.
Clandestine slice?
Are they
still open?
I thought
they went down during the quarantine.
Right. I thought that they just went strictly online and they were just making them out of the owner's house. Oh, okay.
I thought they shut down all the franchises. For
people who don't know, it was a speakeasy pizza parlor that you wouldn't be able to tell from the outside that it was a pizza place. No. Sometimes it would be a furniture store. Sometimes it would be a barber shop, lumber yard. One time it was a dumpster, and then you open it up and it leads down into a wonderful pizza parlor, but nobody wants to walk into a dumpster.
No.
I loved when they had the little slider thing and you just see the guy's eyes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You had to have a password. Pizza, which was weird because
it was the slogan of another pizza place. Yes.
They got sued.
They did.
I don't think that's against the law just to have people say, if anything, it's advertising for your pizza chain.
Indeed.
But they did lose a lot of money, and that's why I'm shocked that they're still around. Where's their latest location, Doug? Do you know?
Yeah, so are you saying they opened up one of the locations again?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yes. It's near the Swamp Nook, actually.
Oh, that's right. Because, of course, it's, you know, secretive. So I guess I guess there is one out there. Ugh. No, thank you.
Yeah, you have to take one of the swamp boats.
We should have asked Meredith about it.
Oh, it's not on that weird little island, is it?
Yes.
Oh, God. Who would go there?
I hear that people do rituals there.
I have heard that too. Oh, God. I don't want any part of that. I'll get my pizza other places. But now, speaking of, again, the windowsill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's the really.
Let's get
here's
down.
The,
here's the,
here's,
nub
here's
of the
really
issue.
Answer.
Yeah. Here's the really answer. As they say in Dignity Falls.
Is that I would do it one time. If it's on the windowsill the next day, right. Not eating it. Because now it's something fishy.
Yes.
Right.
And you feel like it's a trap.
I feel like it's a trap. It's like, and now I am worried that it's poison or I'm worried. Yes.
Yes.
Like it's right. So this is, like I said, if this is just a once a time, like one.
Once a time. We are talking about pizza.
Once a time pizza slice. A once a time windowsill pizza slice. Then yes. Okay. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to YOLO.
You're going to think, hey, this is Boo Radley leaving me some pizza.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then the next time, now it's creepy. So I understand. What I would like to ask Kim is how many times this has happened. You know, when someone says, please stop doing this. Oh, has it been a week? Has it been a month?
But do you know what I think this is?
What?
I think this is a little prank post.
You think it's a prank post?
I think somebody...
I mean, clearly it's a prank. That's what I just thought. Someone's leaving pizza. But you think it's a fake post.
I think this person that posted is pretending this is an ongoing thing and it's not a real thing.
Oh.
No one's going to do that. No one's going to waste a pizza.
That is true. I mean,
pizza's good.
Do that? That's a costly prank.
It's a costly prank. It's just, I mean, you want to eat pizza. You don't want to use it for pranks.
Right.
Unless you were sending a bunch of pizzas to someone's house and then they have to pay for it.
Sure. But again, that's like a one-time thing. You're not doing that a ton of times.
That's a one-time thing.
It just doesn't seem like, I don't know. Kim doesn't seem like she would be into prank posts.
If Kim is her real name.
I know.
We don't know. We forget that the neighbor app is not a secure place and anyone could be in there as anyone anytime.
I know. And that's the problem with all of these apps and these kinds of things where sometimes it's very uncertain whether it's real. You know, it's like, and that happens with Doug a lot. Like
that's
he
right.
sent this video of like a gigantic snake wrapped around a bus,
yes.
You know, and I think he thought it was real.
Yeah.
And then I was like, is it real? And then you're just sitting there wondering if it's real or not.
Exactly.
And then I feel like a fool, you know, and I've wasted my time.
You know, I feel so stupid having used so many of these apps, you know, so I used some app where it made your face into a painting. And then somebody said, congratulations. Now Russia has your face. And I was like, oh no. I just gave it to them.
They're so good
at
making it.
They couldn't have gotten it any other way.
They missed all the other pictures of me. And now that I've put online and now they found this one. Oh, no. And Russia will impersonate me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know.
What happens when the Russian burnt comes here to take my place?
I don't know that that's what's going to happen.
What else could they be doing? Why else would they be taking just random people's pictures?
They're just going to replace us.
They're going to replace
us. With doppelgangers?
With Russian doppelgangers. Now, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but this is what I think is happening.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, listen, if you'd like to...
Oh, we're going
to
just stop there. Okay.
Did you have more to say?
No, no. Honestly, it's probably best that we don't go down that sinkhole.
That particular sinkhole. Duh. Okay, we do have to go. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to send us a neighbor hat post of your own that we've maybe missed on the app, screenshot it and send it to us at bertandjoan@gmail.com. And we thank you for it. Thank you for listening to The Neighborhood Listen. Until next week, goodbye.
And bye. All of the posts used in this episode are real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is executive produced and hosted by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
Our producers are Brett Morris and Judith Cargbo.
The show is engineered by Brett Morris, who also plays Doug. Meredith was played by Kimia Bepornia.
The Neighborhood Listen is an Earwolf production.